We head on over to the KRDO Newsline, and we are joined by national correspondent Aaron Real. And Aaron, certainly there is much to be said about the financial stability of people who learn their money literacy early, but apparently it differs geographically. Tell us about this.
Yes, greatly. And know what? You guys in Colorado are doing pretty well.
Oh, that's
because
good.
WalletHub, they actually ranked all of the states and D.C. Minnesota came in first, Nebraska, Virginia, Colorado, number four, and New Hampshire. You're in the top five. You have very strong financial literacy. They looked at everything from high school literacy programs that they have, K through 12 literacy programs. There was a little WalletHub survey. I actually took the survey. It was way harder than I anticipated. But the bottom states, I'll give you the bottom five, worst performing financial literacy, Arkansas, followed by Oklahoma, South Dakota, Kentucky, and Alaska. So it's very interesting to see where folks fall in terms of their understanding of basic financial concepts. Mm. And then the question becomes, at what point does the federal government, states, parents, does society jump in to help improve financial literacy? And to what degree should it be a part of K through 12 curriculum?
Right, because the impacts can be so long-lasting. It can impact whether or not you get jobs, because now more and more employers are looking at, they'll ask to take a credit score depending on the job.
Right, exactly. And I mean, that seems so intrusive to other people, but it's not, it kind of shows how you perceive money. And then also beyond that, you know, I would argue that you can start teaching the concept of debt to a kindergartner. They borrow toys, like conceptually, like you'd have to explain it in a way that they could understand, but it's not like conceptually that hard for them to get their head around that, like, you borrow, you build trust, you get more, like that's it. They can get this one. So I don't see the reason for a delay. And then oftentimes, in the older you get, like you take these courses in college and they become more theoretical, which is fine, but you should just know the basics. Like if you borrow money and you pay on time, you'll get more and they'll let you keep borrowing. If you don't, you're done borrowing. Like it's just not that hard to explain.
But I would say there's been a generational shift, right? Though, because my father was an accountant, and he never talked to me once about credit scores or about why that mattered. And it was almost like you didn't talk about money. And now, you know, when you have, you know, it being front and center and people are talking about interest rates and what kind of loans you can get for a house, if you want to buy a house, or, you know, whether or not you can qualify for an apartment to rent because of your credit score. I mean, now it seems like that has become so much more pronounced and public that we really ought to be focusing on bringing the kids into the discussion.
100%. It gives them power. Knowledge is power. And the more they know, and these are just basic things you need to live life. Like you said, get a job. They might look at your credit score. So make sure it's solid, because you knew what you were doing. You didn't like walk in like, wait, what credit score? How do I, this is not like when you're talking about like advanced physics, you're like, oh brother, not everyone's going to be able to get their head around that one. Like there's some things that are actually, this is not one of the ones that is too hard to teach people. So giving them the understanding and the power to empower themselves is a good thing.
All right. Well, Aaron Real, always good to talk to you. Thank you for bringing us up to date on this study. And I'm guessing people can go to WalletHub.com if they want to take the survey themselves, find out where they need to improve their knowledge.
Yeah, it's fun. I took it and I was like, I got this one, no problem. And I really, when it came to the insurance part of it, I need to up my insurance understanding. That I did not do well on.
So, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Aaron, thank you. Take care.